the question of more oil.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. OPEC members are meeting in Vienna today. They'll consider pumping more crude oil onto the world market to bring down prices. Yesterday, OPEC Secretary General said the current price was a problem, but some members say increasing supply isn't necessary. What are we to make of this division? Here's Marketplace's Jeff Tyler.
Most OPEC members want to keep crude oil production flat. They worry about an increase in the supply from non-OPEC producers. Plus, they fear a recession in the U.S. would curb demand. But Persian Gulf states favor a minor hike in production levels, anticipating a spike in demand this winter. So, what's the impact on the price of gas? Not much, according to some.
There's not a crude oil supply problem. The reason that prices are as high as they are is because there's a global refinery problem.
That's Tom Wallen, president of the oil industry publishing house Energy Intelligence. He says that even if OPEC boosts production,
we would just drive down the crude oil price and the refined products would remain very expensive, and so refiners would make a lot of money. But it wouldn't do that much to bring down the cost of oil to consumers.
Some OPEC members have already increased production on the sly. The cartel pumps about 1 million barrels per day in excess of its own quotas. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Crude oil this morning is above $78 the barrel. Yesterday, the stock market was tossed a bit by mixed messages on the future of interest rates from members at the Fed. After a choppy day, the Dow picked up 14 points to 13,127. The S&P slipped nearly two, though, to 1451, and the NASDAQ gave back 6 points to 2559. Overnight, stocks in Asia were slightly higher, and in Europe this morning, the major markets are each up by more than 1%. Later this morning, Fed Chair Ben Bernanke delivers a speech in Berlin, and then Mr. Bernanke and his team will meet 1 week from today to discuss changing interest rates. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has attacked the growing enthusiasm for biofuels. The Financial Times is reporting the OECD will today condemn the rush to develop alternative energy sources. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
The OECD, which represents the 30 richest countries in the world, says that biofuels could be a costly disaster. They'll cut greenhouse gas emissions by no more than 3%, but by displacing crops like wheat and corn, they're already pushing up food prices. And the group says they could cause serious ecological damage to natural ecosystems like forests, wetlands, and pastures. The OECD says government subsidies are prompting the rush into these agri-fuels. The U.S. alone says the group is spending $7 billion a year encouraging biofuel production. The OECD says the money would be better spent on researching more cost-effective and less damaging ways of reducing greenhouse gas emissions. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Yesterday, reporters of the Wall Street Journal gathered for a rally in Lower Manhattan. They were protesting the contract offer from the journal's publisher, Dow Jones, particularly the big increase it makes in health care cost. Now they've got something else to worry about, their jobs. The Financial Times reports Dow Jones CEO Richard Zannino wrote to employees yesterday of changes and unavoidable job cuts. The takeover of Dow by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp is expected to close in the fourth quarter.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years, with a commitment to provide objective financial advice. And by the Medtronic Foundation, sponsoring The Mysterious Human Heart, a PBS series shedding light on heart disease through the stories of people from around the world, premiering on PBS in October. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management, also sponsoring PBS's CEO Exchange, shrm.org.
The FDA is holding a hearing today on the safety of drugs used to treat anemia. In high doses, these medicines have been linked to heart attacks, strokes, even death. The drugs received stricter labeling requirements in March, and doctors began prescribing them less often. Then in July, Medicare stepped in and set its own restrictions. That's when sales of anemia drugs really began to suffer. For drug maker Amgen, this decline in business led to job cuts. In today's conversation from the Corner Office, Kai Rizdal talked to Amgen CEO Kevin Scherer about the challenges facing his company.
A lot of the research I did before coming to talk to you talked about your interest in leadership and how you feel that that's a key element of the position you were in and making companies work. How do you lead when you're telling people, I'm sorry, you're going to lose your job and this company's not going to make as much money?
I think in tough times is the real test. When it's good times, it's easy. Tough times, you have to be available. You can't hide out. You've got to tell the truth and not try to spin it, but also maintain a positive attitude yourself. And I don't mean a Pollyanna attitude. You've got to be sensitive and respectful that this is very, very difficult, but you've also got to say, hey, look, you know, the seas are pretty darn rough, but we can get through this.
Are you through this, or is there another shoe yet to drop here?
Well, we're right in the middle of this restructuring. We've announced it, and it's begun, but it's going to take us for probably the rest of the year to actually get it behind us. And depending on what the government decides, it's not impossible to imagine that there's another shoe to drop, but we don't think that'll be the case, and we're working hard to make sure that doesn't happen. But ultimately, in the FDA and Medicare are the decision makers, and we're going to try to influence the best we can.
Does that frustrate you that it's a little bit out of your hands?
It's life. I mean, most things, when you think about it as CEO of a large company, there are lots and lots of things you can't totally control. What we get paid to is to be able to manage through whatever life throws at us and try to have enough influence and good sense and perspective to get through it. So, yeah, it's frustrating when the government makes decisions that you know are bad for patients. It's frustrating when people do things that you just don't agree with, but that's going to happen from time to time. You got to be able to pick yourself up and get through it.
Kevin Scherer is the chairman and CEO of Amgen. Mr. Scherer, thanks a lot for your time.
My pleasure.
For more on Kai's talk with Kevin Scherer, visit our website. That's marketplace.org. And while you're there, check out our podcast. It's free. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Make it a good day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.